You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, our fourth podcast broadcast out remotely in the streets, on the streets, in New York City. It has been quite a challenge and quite an adventure. And I want to thank all of you again for being a part of it and for being so understanding of the lack of the most pristine sound quality and all the interruptions and the background noise and all of that. But you know what? This is life and this is what we do. We don't have to do it perfectly. I've realized that done is more beautiful, more bold, more brilliant than actually doing it pretty and perfect, okay? So I want to say thank you again for being a part of the journey. So today, this is what we're talking about. Unexpected flexibility expected in NYC. That's right, unexpected flexibility expected in NYC. So today, let me tell you, it was a nonstop day. From the moment the alarm went off and our feet hit the ground, it was nonstop action. I had several meetings in the heart of Manhattan, got to see some clients. It was beautiful and it was busy. It was so busy. And after being away from the city for a bit of time, coming back, I realized like it takes a certain amount of intention and intensity to actually keep up with ourselves here. Seriously. If you've ever been in New York, you know what this is like, especially if you've lived in the heart of New York and worked in the heart of New York and had to get places at a certain time. Oh my goodness, I forgot how long it takes and how unexpected things can be, especially when you're taking public transportation. I mean, that alone was, it's an adventure every single time. You never know what's going to happen next. So this morning I had a certain schedule I was expecting myself to keep. However, things did not go as planned. Things did not go as planned. So I ended up missing one appointment with myself, which was every single day at 11:11 a.m. Central Time. That would be 12:11 Eastern Time. I do a Facebook Live and have been doing it since February 1st, 2017. Never missed a day. Well, today, oh my goodness, it's getting to be 12:30 and it dawned on me. I had gotten off the train. I was running late to get to my next destination for a 12:30 meeting and I completely forgot. I couldn't believe it. I completely forgot to do my 11:11. So in that moment, I had a decision to make. What am I going to do? Am I going to beat myself up? Am I going to should on myself? Am I going to jump all over my business? No, what I decided to do was say, you know what? It is what it is. And I will simply do it right now. And basically, after I finished up the meetings, I did it. At that time, it was about 3:11 Eastern time. And as it turns out, guess what? Wi-Fi wasn't working so well. And all of a sudden, about 30 seconds into the live, it crashed. I couldn't do anymore. It never posted. I mean, it was like all these things that were outside of my control. And in that moment, I decided to take a deep breath and to simply keep going. Like, that's it. It's like, what can I do? I couldn't change the situation. So I said, I'm not going to allow it to stop me. I'm going to find another way. So I was reminded of how important it is that no matter what happens, we must expect the unexpected. We must expect to have to be flexible in a very unexpected situation or we will break. My dear woman sipping on life, if you're not willing to flex, you will break. And I'm telling you, we do this to ourselves. We get so rigid sometimes that we absolutely will snap. Now, today I felt like snapping for a second, but I said, you know what? It's outside of my control. All I'm going to do is continue to do what I'm doing with the very best intention possible. So that's what I did. So I want to ask you, where in your life do you have things going on that are unexpected, that are expecting your flexibility, and you are feeling like you are about ready to snap? I'm going to give you three things that will help you, because these three things helped me so much today. Number one, know what you desire. Do not forget that, my dear. No matter what happens, you know what you desire. Stay true to that. Just because you fall doesn't mean you have to stay down. Just because things don't go as planned doesn't mean you have to give up all your plans. Just because things don't go the way you desire in that moment doesn't mean you have to abandon ship. You continue to go with your desires. Do not forget. Remember, know what you desire. And number two, be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Man, for a second, I wanted to beat myself all up and get down on myself. And then I said, no, you know what? I'm doing this. I'm doing the best I can. I'm staying in the moment, doing what I can with what I have. And it is what it is. And that's that. Be kind to yourself. When it seems as though the circumstances are beating you up, take a deep breath. Don't take it personally. And be kind to yourself. And do not beat yourself up, my dear. And number three, keep going. No matter what, keep going. And that doesn't mean that you can't take a break, can't pause, can't take a moment to stop and smell the roses or stop and take a deep breath. But no matter what, in its entirety, you keep going. I keep going. This is what a woman sipping on life does. We keep sipping. We keep sipping. Bitter or sweet, we keep sipping. And yes, the unexpected comes up, and if we don't flex, we'll break. And you know what? I would rather flex and bend than break. And I know you would as well, my dear. So where in your world is this happening to you? And where do you need to start looking and saying, yep, I'm going to remind myself of what I desire, remind myself to be kind, and remind myself to keep going. Do that for yourself today, my dear, and watch what happens. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write down where you feel like you're about ready to snap. Remind yourself of what you desire. Remind yourself to be kind to yourself. And commit today that no matter what, you're going to keep going. Imperfections and all, you may not be doing it perfectly, but you are doing it, my dear. And I'm so proud of you. Be proud of yourself. So I hope this helps you today. Another story from my beautiful, as I like to call it, Manhattan, my beautiful New York City. And I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life. And invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.